This is Tree Note. On a visit to Western North Carolina, I drove by a bright red barn with a dancing couple painted on its side. The Stompin' Ground, as it's called, is the American hub of clogging, a dance form whose history involves, what else? Trees. The word clog comes from the Gaelic word meaning time. Cloggers used wooden shoes to sound out elaborate rhythms accompanied by music. Clogging likely started in the cotton mills of 18th century England. Workers wore wooden clogs because the floors were constantly wet to keep the high humidity needed for the spinning cotton. Mill workers syncopated foot taps with the rhythmic sounds of the loom shuttles. During breaks, they staged competitions and later performed in streets and pubs. The metal nails attached to their soles made sparks that spotlighted their wooden shoes. The craftspeople who made those clogs were called bodgers. They carved the shoes out of alder, balsa, willow, and beech, all woods that wouldn't readily split. Today, the upper parts of clogging shoes are made of leather, but the bottoms are still the traditional wood. Contemporary cloggers incorporate steps from ballet to hip-hop, and competitive cloggers wear amazing sequined costumes. You can see great clogging at the Stompin' Ground. Each April, they host the Shindig in the Valley, a two-day competition that makes good use of its 5,000-square-foot wooden dance floor. And although the steps and the shoes have changed, the sound of those wooden taps continues to bring joy to all who dance, watch, and listen. Tree Note is a production of KUER. If you'd like to support Tree Note or any of our programs, go to KUER.org/donate. The executive producer of Tree Note is Christy Miners. Audio production and engineering is by David Childs. I'm Nalini Nadkarni. This is Tree Note.